Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
This is The Following On, bringing you highlights of TalkSport 2's exclusive coverage of the fourth T20 between India and England. We begin the action after Owen Morgan won the toss, he elected to bowl. Your commentary team is Guy Swindles, Matt Pryor and Kate Cross.
And Adil Rashid will open the bowling once again. It's been a really successful ploy so far introduced by Owen Morgan for this T20 series. A bit of leg spin first up. Up against two batsmen who could do with a few runs as well, Rohit Sharma, who came back into the side after being rested for the first two, and KL Rahul, who's just got one run in his three efforts with the bat so far. He's faced 14 deliveries for that single. As the countdown in front of the empty stands goes on, 4, 3, 2, 1, and off we go. Adil Rashid, right arm over to Rohit Sharma, who immediately launches him back over his head for six. So what a start from Rohit Sharma. Okay, we've seen this tactic. I think I know what to do now. I'll just put my foot down and smash him back over the head for six.
Well, there you go. Have a look, Rohit Sharma. And it was the googly as well, so he's obviously picked it, coming back into the right-hander. A bit loopy, bit full, but... hell of a shot from Sharma. He didn't try and hit it too hard, to be honest. Just stroke it over the top of a mid-off. Carries all the way for six.
Okay, Adil Rashid, what have you got now? And this time it is treated with a great deal of respect. A forward defensive right out of a test match. But India six without loss after two balls.
I think that answered all our questions about the intent, didn't it? Yeah, he's just pushed that. He's barely looked like he's hit through the line of the ball, but... 69 metres, it's not the biggest boundary out there.
And that is flicked away on leg side and it beats the man at short, fine leg, and it could go all the way, and it has gone all the way. Neither Bairstow nor the other fielder can get there. It is four more runs and yep. 10 without loss.
Sorry, Guy. Yeah, I'm actually quite shocked here. I mean, it's only been three balls, but two balls have been googlies going. So the ball is spinning into the right-hander, and usually you'd want to take the ball away from the batsman. The one dot ball was the orthodox, if I can say it, leg spinner. But two googlies, one's gone for six, and one's gone for boundary four. So I think Adil needs to just revise his plan here with the googlies, and maybe to the right-handed Sharma, stick with the leg spinner and the one that slides on.
Trin Archer is, you feel, crucial to England now. If they are to go on one to win this series, then of course there is the small matter of the T20 World Cup, as he's in again, and that is punched away nicely, and that will go all the way. Lovely shot off the back foot by KL Rahul out through the covers for his first boundary of this match and the first boundary for him of the series as he moves to six. And at the end of the second over here on TalkSport 2, India at 18 without loss.
Just a tiny little bit of width on offer there from Archer. Not much, but good cricket shot from Rahul. And I think that might be just something he just needed to get himself going again, to remind himself that he is a world-class player and he can score runs at the top of the order.
The score goes to 21. Rohit Sharma now facing again. As in comes Jofra Archer. Oh, and that's a caught and bowled opportunity that is taken by Jofra Archer. Slightly slower ball, completely did Rohit Sharma. Huge grin from Jofra Archer, and Sharma has gone 12 from 12, India 21 for 1.
Yeah, and it's that man Archer taking England's first wicket. Yeah, he rolls the fingers over the ball, little leg cutter, comes off at only, I think, low 120s, genuine slow ball. Sharma threw the shot too early, didn't really move his feet, ball bounced slightly, hit the high on the bat, return catch back to Archer, who sort of had enough time to compose himself and take a what looked a pretty simple catch in the end. Sharma, the first man to go, 12 from 12 balls, India now 21 for 1, here live and exclusive on TalkSport 2.
It is Shurikam Kumar who has gone in at number 3, the position Ishan Kishan was in the last one, T20, and of course he injured himself fielding, so Shurikumar Yadav took his place and has also taken his place at number 3. Virat Kohli, very much a number 4 batsman. Now, this young man has made one, has one cap. He didn't bat, he didn't bowl, and he took one catch just after a bit of a juggle. So he'll be looking forward to getting bat on ball and getting his international T20 career underway. But you're up against Jofra Archer. Welcome to international cricket. Archer in again on the back of the wicket, and that's quick, and that's hoiked straight up in the air. Has it gone or is it caught? It's gone. So what a start to his career for Shurikumar Yadav. He's just smashed Jofra Archer, bit of top edge involved for 6. Archer has a bit of a giggle about it, but what a start, 6 from 1.
What an incredible shot that was. He's kind of got in the line of the ball. He's kind of stepped across off stump a little bit and flicked it over his left shoulder to get that down to fine leg and about 10 rows back as well, which just shows the pace that Archer's bowling. But, yeah, what an incredible shot.
Yeah, because it wasn't very pretty. It looks as if he was a bit cramped for room.
It looked a little bit like a get-off-me shot, like, please don't hit me, get off me.
Saraya Kutmar. As in comes Wood again, and that is punched very sweetly through the covers. That is a top shot off the back foot, and that's 4 runs. Lovely play.
That is a class shot. That is an outstanding shot off the back foot. Back, and he has a little trigger back and across, stands up tall, punches off the back foot, bit of bottom hand coming through to make sure he gets the power on it, but uses the pace of Mark Wood. Splits the field and away for a boundary, but that was a seriously impressive shot.
Well, to take you through the next 5 overs and see whether England can make another breakthrough, Andrew McKenna.
Thank you, Guy. So 1 over left of the opening power play period. India 34 for 1. Making a better fist of it than they did in the previous games. This match, if you weren't with us on the toss, is being played on the same surface as the first T20. After 6 overs in the first T20, India were 22 for 3. They've considerably outplayed that so far. Rohit Sharma, the only man out, caught and bowled by Jofra Archer for 12, a runner ball, 21 for 1. And Shurikumar Yadav and KL Rahul, the men at the crease. Shurikumar, 11 not out. KL Rahul, 7 not out. And Chris Jordan is coming into the bowling attack, replacing Jofra Archer. So England staying with the tried and trusted plan for this series so far. It's Jordan in again, and this one's leg side-ish, and that one is most definitely off of the bat. Adil Rashid is inside the circle at fine leg, and as soon as it beats him, it's going to go all the way, and it's a boundary for India, a 40 for 1, and KL Rahul makes it to double figures. He's now got 11 for 12.
Yeah, well, this is it. He's just got to hang in, KL Rahul. Feet not going that well. He's just sticking about, waiting for that one boundary, one shot that gets him off the mark, gets him going. But on the other hand, he's using up deliveries. That's a poor delivery from Chris Jordan, has to be said. Bit full, bit too leg side, and it was easy pickings for Rahul.
Yeah, 170 games of domestic T20, 3,500 runs at 31.5. Hasn't made 100 though. 94 not out his best with 19 50s, but the strike rate is the all important one. 140 for Shurikumar Yadav.
He faces Rashid, gets one on the full toss. He's flipped it around, over short fine leg, and it will roll away. Before, he was a bit concerned the moment it made contact with the blade, because it was a little bit uppish. He wasn't quite the control he was looking for, but it's a four that brings India their 50, their 52 for one, and Suresh Kumar has started his innings very, very well.
Yeah, I reckon this was a little bit predetermined. It is the googly from Rashid, and the ball doesn't quite pitch. He makes that extra ground with a big stride, looks to sweep it sort of just behind square, you would say, but gets the top edge and up and over, 45 for four. Really good options here from Kumar.
Rashid then in, outside of off stump. Suresh Kumar comes down, goes inside out, and over extra cover for six. Suresh Kumar Yadav is announcing himself. India are 58 for one, and Suresh Kumar has played a couple of absolutely glorious shots.
God, here we go. Yadav, what a shot. It's the wrong, and it's the googly from Rashid. It skips down the pitch. The skill to this shot, he turns his body. He turns his left side in so he can get it up and over extra cover. And does he? Rows head, 10 rows back. What a cricket shot from Yadav.
Halfway through the eighth over. England 2-1 up in the series. Stokes is in. Kel Rahul is coming down the pitch. He's got inside out, but he's clothed it straight to Jofra Archer at mid-off. Ben Stokes has a wicket. The second one down for India. They're 63 for two. And Kel Rahul, well, it's been a funny old series for him. He's got into double figures on this occasion with 14 from 17. But it almost feels like Ben Stokes and Jofra Archer have put him out of his misery here.
Yeah, Ben Stokes, it's a similar ball to Archer. The one that got Sharma pulls his fingers across the ball, down the side of the ball like a leg cutter, stays in the surface. You would give Rahul the credit of saying he's probably picked it because he's trying to go over mid-off that's inside the circle, gets a thick inside edge of the bat and ends that long stay of execution for Rahul. Any cricketers out there would feel for him. You could see he's scratching. But it's another wicket for England, 63 for two here on TalkSport 2.
Rashid is troubling Virat Kohli at the moment, making him think. The captain, one from four. Rashid in again. He's going to use his feet. He's missed it. He's missed a googly, and he's stumped by a third of the length of the pitch. Jos Buttler has his man, and England were desperately hoping for a third wicket, and they were desperately hoping it would be Virat Kohli. Well, both of those things happen. India 73 for three, four balls into the ninth over, and Virat Kohli is done all ends up by Adil Rashid.
How many times have we seen this from Adil Rashid? He's the magic man. He goes under the radar, but he gets the big wicket, and this time the biggest of the lot. The Indian captain has gone. He's run down the wicket. Rashid's seen him come. He's gone for the googly. That's the ball that spins into him. It's gone through the gate. Absolutely nowhere to be seen, Virat Kohli. Metres down the surface. Dead easy stumping there for Jos Buttler. Absolutely brilliant, Adil Rashid. And it's all here live on TalkSport 2.
Once again, Adil Rashid, after taking a little bit of a pasting, particularly in his first over, has come back brilliantly to remove Virat Kohli, get his figures back on track and get England back on track as he comes, has a little look around to make sure that he has the right field. A couple of changes which Saraya Kumar checks out before Rashid comes in to bowl the second ball of the over, and that is swept big and well and beats the fielder on the boundary. One bounce for four. He picked it, he hit it, it's four more. Suresh Kumar moves to 43.
Well, India have found a player here, there is no doubt about it. Suresh Kumar goes to 43, hard sweep shot, square of the wicket. And again, a bit like Kohli in the last game, he's a standout Indian batsman. That looks like he's batting on a different surface.
Ben Stokes then into bowl over number 13. And Rishabh Pant slogs him, and he beats the fielder, and that'll be four. Even Chris Jordan, who is lightning around the outfield, can't get there. And suddenly the run rate is climbing. Rishabh Pant, 11 from 11, 96 for three now, India.
Rishabh Pant, he has an air of disdain about him, doesn't he, when he hits the ball sometimes. Says if to go, why are you bowling that at me? It was a bit of a drag down from Ben Stokes. Slower ball. Pant sort of one step down the pitch and just slogged it to the leg side. Maybe a bit unfair calling it a slog. It was a good shot, but from the minute he hit it, he knew it was a boundary.
Stokes in again, and Rishabh Pant, who doesn't mind about how aesthetically pleasing his shots are, as long as they reach the boundary, and that's exactly what that off drive has done. Smeared through mid-off, brilliantly timed for four more. He moved on to 16.
Yep, it's almost like this over. Rishabh Pant has decided he's going to have a go, and he's going for it. Moves to 16 off 12 balls. Again, smites the Ben Stokes delivery through the offside. This time, mid-off is up, so only had to beat him to go away for another boundary.
Curran in, and that's swept for six. So just there or thereabouts on leg stump, picked up brilliantly by Suraya Kumar Yadav, who adds another six to his total, another six to India's, and it's 110 for three.
Yeah, this fella is a player. There is no doubt about it. 51 off just a 29 balls. Curran's first ball. Yadav just steps right across his stumps, gets down on one knee, like a lap, plays a lap sweep over a short, fine leg, away for six runs. Umpire just checking it out, making sure. And yep, it certainly did. Carried all the way. Outstanding shot again.
Something of a loosener that from Sam Curran. It was actually under 70 miles an hour.
Yeah, I think it was a slow ball, to be fair to Curran. He just rolled his fingers over it, trying to take the pace off, which makes it even harder, to be honest, to execute that shot. Yadav had to sort of wait, stop his shot slightly and hold his position and then use the pace of the ball.
Sam Curran in again and again. This is down the leg side. Oh, and that's brilliantly held. What a catch by Milan at fine leg, diving in. Suraya Kumar Yadav seemed to have filled his boots again. They are going to check, but that looks a brilliant catch from Milan and a vital wicket as far as England are concerned. Suraya Kumar, 57, India, 110 for four.
We have a referral for fair catch.
That, of course, if this catch is given.
Can you give me the best shot of the cat, please?
So now we are seeing it on video.
Nice and slow.
It did seem as if he got his hands safely underneath
the
ball.
Okay, the ball is in the hand. Can you please rock and roll here?
Now, Matt, you know more than me. Are his fingers still underneath the ball? I think they are.
Can you give me a side-on angle also?
Well, the soft signal was out from the umpires. I always think
I
these slow-motion replays of catches,
they
always look terrible.
They do, don't they? The ball always looks as if it's hit the ground. It almost certainly hasn't, but I think his fingers are underneath the ball.
Okay, this is not conclusive. Can you give me any other angle? Yeah, please.
We are seeing plenty of checking, though. I think Milan was pretty certain he'd got it. We're finally going to get a decision, which is wonderful news, and we can hopefully move the match on one way or another. Decision pending is flashing, and it's out. So we do have a huge wicket eventually. Well done, Sam Curran. Second ball, leg side-ish, flicked away, brilliantly held by Milan, eventually adjudged to have caught it, diving forward at fine leg. And Suraya Kumar's wonderful first innings in international T20s comes to an end, out for 57 off 31 balls, six fours and three sixes. Jordan in again, and oh, that's just flicked disdainfully away into the seats. What a shot that is by Rishabh Pant. He doesn't believe in unnecessary foot movement, but boy, what a flick shot for six that is. Pant moves to 24. We nearly had an expression from Owen Morgan.
Sometimes you just have to smile. I mean, this is incredible. From Pant, he's not moved his feet. He's literally, we're just watching the replay. I mean, I don't know how to explain that other than he has not moved his feet from his stance.
That was a French cricket shot,
it
wasn't
it? I mean, a hell of a French cricket shot. I don't think there's a garden big enough.
So it's going to be Archer around the wicket to the left-handed Pant. Short third man, square cover, mid-off. Outside of Austin, hammered, and I mean hammered, back past Jofra Archer, mid-off. Well, didn't even bother moving. It arrived at 142 kilometres an hour. I don't even want to think what it came off the face of the bat at. India 144 for four.
just a bit of a nothing length from Jofra Archer there. He's not bowled his Yorker, he's not bowled an into the pitch ball. He's just kind of offered a slot ball delivery there, which is, if I was Pant, that's exactly what I'd want to be facing off Jofra Archer. But yeah, he's got his mid off in the ring, so he's not protecting that ball. So it's damage control at this point. You've got to get your fielders in the right place and you've got to make sure you're executing.
Archer in around the wicket once again. Balled in! Pant's gone for that flick over the leg side again. Hasn't moved his feet. And middle stump is lying on the ground, flashing away. Archer has his revenge. He's got 2 for 17 now. India 144 for 5.
Oh, brilliant. Brilliant answer from Archer. Still around the wicket. This one just a little bit more fade in. Did he come down the side of the ball for a little bit of leg cut, which just angled the ball in off the pitch in towards middle stump. Rishabh Pant trying that expansive flick over square leg. Misses. Stump snapped in half. Bales go flashing. All the action live on TalkSport 2. Rishabh Pant goes for 30.
Well, he's facing Chris Jordan. Short ball down the leg side, and Hardik has got onto that straight away. Oh, my goodness, he's scattered his teammates in the dugout down at short fine leg. First ball of the over goes for 6. He's just played the angles, helped it on its way, and the 150 is up for the first time in a while in this series, India 155 for 5.
Exactly what we were talking about there from Hardik Pandya. He's just kind of stepped inside the line of the ball, taking himself outside off stump slightly and just helped it on its way, but slightly wayward from Jordan. But this is what we're talking about. It's inches. It's there's not much wrong with that delivery. He's just slightly off and it goes the distance.
Up to the crease, delivers. Pandya is backing away, hits it into the offside. Oh, what a catch, Ben Stokes! At mid-off, takes the catch on the edge of the circle. Pandya backing away, was trying to hit through the offside, but it was just too close to Stokes, and India lose their 6th. Hardik Pandya goes for 11 from 8. What on earth? Hang on a minute. Nitin Menon has just made the signal that we're checking this catch, and we're going to go to Virender Sharma. What for? Hardik Pandya is walking off.
Short signal is out.
I think with the way that Ben Stokes has rolled and taken that catch, the umpire just kind of showed that signal as if he might have grounded it when he's gone, but I'm pretty sure that he's taken this cleanly. He's gone down to the...
He's diving away. He takes it left-handed, and I'll tell you what, the ball doesn't even touch the floor. Stokes' hand is wrapped around it, his fingers are on the floor, he's rolled over it. There's absolutely nothing wrong with that. Get on with the game.
And that has just taken away from what a spectacular catch that was from Ben Stokes, because that just shows his athleticism. We're so used to seeing him take these incredible worldy catches, but yeah, just another example of how brilliant he is in the field, and he's made that look relatively easy, and that was a difficult catch. He was kind of swerving away from him. It was what we said, Mark Wood was trying to force them to hit over the offside. Brilliant from Stokes. Your best fielders are in the positions that are going to take your catches.
Jofra Archer start the final over. He's been swung into the leg side, but it's caught. David Milan takes the catch on the mid-wicket boundary, and Shreyas Iyer goes first ball of the 20th over. He goes for 37 from 18. India 174 for 7.
Yeah, Shreyas Iyer played a great hand. 37 off 18, like you say, Macca. But this is the beauty of Archer. Shreyas Iyer is going across the stumps. He's gone outside off stump. Because Archer delivers so close to the stumps, he's not really changed the angle. He makes it still very difficult for the batter to get up and over, and gets a reasonable bat on it. But it's a pretty simple catch there. I think it's Milan down at the deep square leg boundary. We don't need to have 10 minutes having a look at this one. It's pretty simple. Caught just in and around. Reverse cup in on the deep square leg boundary. But a lovely hand then from Shreyas Iyer.
Sundar 4 from one ball face. Here's his second. Archer goes in. He's tried the ramp, but there's a man at third man, and Adil Rashid will take the catch. And whether Sundar thought all he had to do was get something on it and he would clear it with the pace of Archer, or whether he didn't realise Adil Rashid was down there. However, Sundar has gone 4 from 2 balls, and the impetus is falling out of India's innings at the moment. And England, with 2 balls to go in this innings, will be going into the break feeling pretty decent about themselves. They're going to have 170-odd to chase, but they've managed to take another wicket. So then, for the final time in the innings, Jofra Archer, with 4 to his name, is going to bowl to Thakur. It's a full toss that would have been a wand. It was a slower ball, I dare say, back of the hand, and Thakur has completely clothed it to extra cover, and they will walk off with 185 for 8 to their name, India. But if the core have been able to lay off that one and let it go, that would have been a wide. But I guess when the your juices are flowing, it's the last ball of the innings, you're just looking to thrash it to all parts. He wasn't able to do that. So the core ends with 10 from 4 balls faced, and India post 185 for 8. It is Roy and Butler once again for England. And there was definitely some shape on that one, Matt Pryor.
Yeah, there was a bit of a away swing from Bhuvaneshwar Kumar. It's going to be a good challenge this for England. Chasing a lower score, you kind of feel if you have a good first 6 overs, good power play, good, you're almost there. But 185 on the board, it's a bit of work to do.
Bhuvaneshwar in again, and again there's a little bit of shape on this one. It is Jason Roy coming forward, pushing into the offside. Virat Kohli will field, and there is no run. Remember, England 2-1 up in the series. Win this, complete this run chase, and they will guarantee a victory in this series. And it will be a home series defeat for India in a T20 series for the first time in a couple of years. 2018-2019, when they last lost a home T20 series. That against Australia, 2-0. Bhuvaneshwar Kumar is in. Back foot for Jason Roy on this occasion. Pushing out to Virat Kohli, and there is no run. He's not express pace, Bhuvaneshwar, not in the Mark Wood, Jofra Archer envelope. I mean, that's in the low 130s. He is only 3 balls into his spell, so we'll give him a little bit on that one, but it's not quite as quick. But what he's got some movement, just keeping the batsman honest.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince? They exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.
He makes his way in once again. One slip in place. Jason Roy is throwing his hand through this one. As he thought he spotted the in ducker, or the one that wasn't going to swing. It's hit straight to KL Rahul though at mid-off. And there is no run.
Kumar lacks in pace. He certainly has skill and ability to move the ball off the straight in abundance. Both ways as well. First two balls went away from Roy. And not surprisingly, the third one coming back into him.
Bhuvi Kumar in to start the third over. It's a little bit down the leg side. And Jason Roy has played a wonderful shot. It was roundabout waist high. He's flicked it through square leg. Long leg, didn't have a chance of getting around. And it's a boundary for Jason Roy. But actually, it's a shot that's all about timing rather than power. Bhuvaneshwar Kumar ran his fingers down the side of the ball. And Jason Roy might have been thinking about thrashing a ball away, but he's timed the cover off of that one and he's got himself a boundary 4.
Yeah, just a couple of strides down the wicket. Kumar bowling a little cutter, a little leg cutter, rolling his fingers over the ball. Roy checking himself and flicking it off his hip, timing it perfectly.
Interesting how quickly Bhuvaneshwar Kumar has gone and has changed his plan here. He's got just, we saw a little bit of swing in the first over, and suddenly now he's gone to rolling his fingers down the ball, bowling his cutters, going a little bit more into the pitch and at the batter's hip, which I'm surprised about.
Okay, let's see where he goes this time. It's full into the stumps. Butler swung across the line, got a leading edge. It's going to loop into the offside, and KL Rahul will take the catch. Joss Butler was aiming at mid-wicket. He's caught an extra cover, and England lose their first. Butler goes for 9 from 6 deliveries. England 15 for 1 here on TalkSport 2.
Yeah, but after a quiet couple of overs for England, I think Butler made the decision that he had to go. Got a couple of boundaries away, or got one boundary away, and then you could see he's just trying to force the issue. Bhuvaneshwar Kumar again rolling his fingers over the ball, another cutter. I think the Indian bowlers think there's a bit of variable bounce in this pitch now, and it's the best way to go is maybe cross seam and rolling and bowling cutters. Butler trying to smash it out of the ground. All he does is get a leading edge, pops it up in the air. He goes for 9 off 6 balls. England now 15 for 1 here on TalkSport 2.
Shardle into Jason Roy. Backing away, carving into the offside, carving over the offside. It's one bounce for 4 down at third man. Jahar is inside the circle there, and Jason Roy seems to be saying it's you or me at the moment, Mr. Takur, and Jason Roy is winning that battle. He goes to 26 for 1.
Yeah, but it wasn't going to be long. Jason Roy making the change. It's all very obvious watching here. He's going you or me. He's made that decision down the pitch a couple of times. I mean, he's not gone out the middle yet. Both edges been used, but same result, 4 runs each time. England moving to 26 for 1 now, 3.4 overs.
Interestingly, Jason Roy said he was going to target Washington Sundar, and he targets him again, smashes him back over his head for 6, very nearly taking out one of the most stoic cameramen I've ever seen, who just stood there as the ball flashed by the side of his head into the side screen. It's 6 for Jason Roy, his first maximum of this match. And suddenly, after struggling against the medium pace of Hardik Pandya, taking the pace off the ball, the spin is being tucked into by Jason Roy. And a much-needed first 6 as far as England are concerned.
Bit of room and got his arms free to get him up and over mid-off. That was probably the only ball that Sundar didn't bowl where he wanted. The others were just good shots from Jason Roy. And then the last shot of the over slapped through extra cover, which is the brute strength that Jason possesses. And that's why he's so dangerous. But a 3-run split, I don't think there's much in that at this stage.
England then require 138 from 84 balls. The required run rate is 9.85, so still a big ask. At the moment, struggling really to get going, Milan. Interesting to see. We've probably batted best in the first of these games. In again, and that is smashed back over mid-off. Has it got the legs? It certainly has. In fact, don't really waste your energy. Just make sure the ball goes over the boundary ropes by a couple of feet. And Milan has just smashed that slower ball back over the bowler's head for 6. And that'll certainly help the mental side of things for Milan.
Yeah, slower ball from Thakur. Didn't really grip in the surface. And Milan stays leg side of it and throws his hands at it. Gets enough of it. Gets plenty of it. Up and over mid-off, 69 metres, 6. Just strange thinking from Thakur when he's bowled back of a length and quicker. Struggle for timing, not this time. Milan, wonderful shot.
And that is a brilliant piece of bowling. It was a rather ugly reverse sweep from Milan. He missed it and he's seen his off stump peg back. And Milan's rather uncomfortable innings of 14 from 17 deliveries comes to an end. England 60 for 2 after 7.5 overs.
Oh, Chahar in his first over is into the action. He's bowled a lovely set so far. This one, it's the wrong and just pitches outside leg stump. Very similar to the previous ball that was a leg spinner that was called a wide. This time, similar sort of line, but it's the ball spinning the opposite way back into the stumps. Milan looking for an expansive reverse sweep, but he gets the wrong side of it. Wonderful piece of bowling from Chahar. Milan goes for 14, and it's all live on TalkSport 2.
And Jason Roy, who had just plundered runs aplenty off Washington Sundar, now has to readjust to Hardik Pandya. And he waits for it and cuts it away. And that is going to go for four. Well played, Jason Roy. Hit it with power and hit it past point. And that's four more. He moves to 39, England to 64 for two.
Yeah, a bit of finesse from Jason Roy. It's not all brute strength. Just gets back and across. And just a late sort of delicate tap on the head. A late cut just behind backward square. I think it was Washington Sundar, the fielder, and Pandya not very happy. A bit of a dolphin dive over it, just sort of up and down and misses the ball. A little bit harsh potentially, but in the modern world of fielding and athletes, these guys are expecting wonderful things. But take nothing away from the skill from Jason Roy. Waited for the ball, an off cutter, slower ball, found his gap. Wonderful batting.
So Pandya to Roy, who's in the 40s for the third time in this series, and it swung away deep and out, and for the third time in this T20 series, Jason Roy's batted beautifully to get into the 40s, and for the third time he's got himself out. So slapped to mid-on, Hardik Pandya gets the wicket he probably deserves, but Jason Roy will be livid with himself. 40 from 27 balls, but he's gone, and England are 66 for three.
Yeah, Hardik Pandya, all the credit here. He's bowled magnificently, changing pace, cutters, off cutters predominantly. He's got that deep square leg, he's got the deep mid wicket. That was where Jason Roy was caught, obviously long on as well. This one, pace on, fast ball, but he doesn't bowl it in the hitting zone. He gets it wide of Jason Roy's eye line, outside the off stump. Couldn't quite get over the ball, couldn't quite find the gap. Smacked it straight to that deep mid-wicket. Nice piece of bowling, great piece of thinking from Hardik Pandya. A really nice innings in the end there from Jason Roy. 40 off 27.
Chahar, he's sort of all arms and legs as he comes into bowl. Ben Stokes is backing away to the leg side, hammers into the offside, and is fielded at extra cover, and there is no run. 72 for three. Stokes has three from five balls. Short third man, backward point and cover of the three in the ring on the offside. And there's then a man at short fine leg on the leg side. As Chahar is bowling over the wicket, comes in, bowls a leg break. But Stokes comes down the pitch, tries to go through the mid-wicket, and will get four through mid-wicket as the ball goes through the fielder's hands. It was one of those that was landing probably about a yard short of Shreyas Iyer. He was really brave and dived forward trying to take the catch, and it's actually gone through his hands, bounced, and gone away for four.
Yeah, Shreyas Iyer has done the right thing there. He's gone for that 50-50 chance. If he takes off, if he pulls off a specky there and he gets Ben Stokes out cheaply, then that's a real pivotal point of the game. He could have lost some teeth there as well, but he's done well to avoid it completely, and a much-needed boundary for Ben Stokes as well.
Washington Sundar will start a new over, and Ben Stokes has hammered this off of the back foot, 2 yards to the left of Washington Sundar and his follow-through, and that flies away all along the boundary through long on for 483 for three for England.
Ben Stokes' body language then made me think that he just hit that down the ground for one. The nonchalance of that shot, but the power behind it, he generates so much when he's on the back foot. That's why he's so dangerous. But I feel like this is going to be a key game for Ben Stokes. I feel like he's been quite quiet this series, and I think this is a great opportunity for him to put his stamp on that number five mark.
Fifth ball of the over then. Sundar around the wicket. Bairstow is working this one to mid-wicket. Virat Kohli fields. Bairstow is taking one for the shot, really, and gets himself home. He's dropped to the bat in the process. But he does indeed get home, and England are 85 for three.
Yeah, I feel like the plan here from Sundar to Bairstow is to keep his hands in close. Don't let him get a free swing of the bat. So adept that lap slogging and sweeping hard coming around the wicket, you negate that sort of angle that he may have from over the wicket.
Virat Kohli's throw at the stumps then was horrendous. He's claiming it slipped out of his hand. He's missed the stumps by 5 yards. Sundar to finish the over, and Ben Stokes has gone yard on this one. This is going to land 12 rows back at square leg, and Stokes got all of that one and then some. After 12 overs, England are 91 for three, and they've got the target now under 100. It is now 95 needed from 48 balls for England to win this game.
We saw a really similar shot to that earlier in the over where he tried to throw the kitchen sink at it and he didn't quite get it. He stood a little bit too tall on the shot, but there he's just swung really easy with that and he's just timed it. And I think that's, again, we talk about this in T20 cricket, it's not always about trying to moose it every single ball. It's about time and it's about good cricket shots, and he's picked the length there, got under it, and six, much needed.
Rahul Chahar came into the Indian side today as Yuvendra Chahal was rested, leg spinner for leg spinner, and he is going to be bowling over the wicket to the left-handed Stokes. And he comes in, gives it some air, and Ben Stokes gives this one an awful lot of air of his own. He's hit it straight back over the bowler's head, and it will clear the boundary by about 15 yards. And England's 100 is up. Fifth ball of the 13th over. Clean as a whistle, that one, Ben Stokes. The fifth six of the England innings. It's 86 more needed for England.
Yeah, Chahar's just given that a little bit of air, and Ben Stokes has cleared his right leg out of the way. And again, it's that swing easy. He's just really timed the ball down the ground, made it look so easy the way that Ben Stokes can.
Sundar is in, swung hard by Bairstow into the leg side. This will be four. Very similar place to where he hit the last one. The two men out on the boundary, one's quite square, one's quite wide, and Bairstow picks the gap between the two of them. He goes to 14, and it's now two a ball from here on in. 80 needed from 40 balls for England to win this game.
I just spoke about Bairstow trying to hit the ball too hard, and he's just almost got himself out of a rut by doing exactly that. He's taken a step back in his crease, he's given himself some depth, and he's just almost muscled that to the deep square leg boundary.
Sundar around the back over the wicket to Bairstow on this occasion. Swings into the leg side, swings over the leg side. Shreyas Iyer was on the line of it, but he was a spectator, the same as everyone else. And England have pressed the accelerator. 112 for three. Bairstow now has 20 from 16 balls.
And just like that, he's caught up. That's it. That's exactly what batting some time does for you. And he's not looked comfortable. He's not really hit anything out the middle of the bat yet, but that was just pure muscle really from Bairstow. He just got it over. It looked like it could have been one of those spectacular catches on the boundary, but just landed 5 yards over cow's head.
62 from 34, the equation now.
I think also, I mean, as much as yes, Owen Morgan's come and more quality from England, but what we found all game is it's taken batsmen balls to get set, hasn't it? So they've had to use a number of balls.
Ben Stokes goes inside out to this one to Chahar and clears extra cover. It comes down and rattles into the fence in front of the spectators' seats, and it's a maximum from Ben Stokes. He's now got 40 from 19 balls faced. England 130 for three.
Yep, as I say, it takes a few balls to get in, but when you're in and you're Ben Stokes, you play shots like this. Incredible picks a googly, which is the first thing you need to know. Which way is the ball spinning away from the left-handed Stokes, 1 foot down the ground, and whack over extra cover all the way. And Chahar just stands in the middle of the pitch, not knowing really what to do. It wasn't that bad a ball, but the quality of Stokes now goes to 40 off 19 balls. It's a great inning so far, but England will want him to continue.
And England have this one covered as it stands. Chahar is coming down the pitch. Bairstow has advanced. He's charged at him and actually managed to get underneath it, and is it caught at point. Sundar takes the catch, and we are going to find out if Owen Morgan's got ice in his veins or not. Bairstow almost looked like he was determined to charge at that one and did, and then has got in a tangle with the shot, and he's caught for 25. And England have maybe just put a little bit of self-inflicted pressure on themselves there. It's 131 for four.
Yep, Johnny Bairstow down the wicket here. I'm going to give a bit of credit to the bowler here. I think Chahar sees him coming, drags the ball down, throws it in quite fast, and orthodox leg spinner, but fast into the wicket. Bairstow doesn't check himself, goes through with a shot, tries to hit it back over the bowler's head, or certainly over extra cover, and all he can do is find a top edge. And it falls to the man at backward point. England now 131 for four here on TalkSport 2.
This is where the real character shows, Bat.
Yeah, we'll see a lot of slower balls from Thakur. The off-spinning sort of sits it deep in his hand, so he gets good revolution on it. It's not a cutter, it's a definite sort of off-spinner that he bowls that drives into the surface.
And it is Shardul Thakur who takes over and bowling to Stokes, who just smashes him back down to the fielder, and Ben Stokes has gone with a 50 in the match. You felt in his power. He has picked out the fielder at long on, And Thakur has a wicket first ball. Stokes has gone, and England with it all to do on 140 for five. And Stokes is livid with himself as he goes off.
Yeah, judging by the reaction of Rohit Sharma, this is a plan. This is definitely the plan. Thakur setting his field, getting that long off nice and straight. Bowing the wide-ish slower ball. Off spinner again, and Ben Stokes dragging it, so he's actually straightening up the line of it being hit rather than getting it into out over extra cover. It's a decent strike, but just not quite good enough. Ben Stokes, very, very fine knock. 46 off 23. England 140 for 5 on TalkSport 2.
And that is played to Owen Morgan, who slices it, and there's a second wicket in two balls. Caught in the deep. And suddenly England's wonderful run chase in danger of collapsing completely as their two big guns go in back-to-back deliveries. Owen Morgan goes for just the four, and England are 140 for six.
Well, this is not what England needed. The double blow, first Stokes, then the captain Owen Morgan. Very similar shot. Morgan trying to go over extra cover as well, getting too, slicing it too much out to the man on the deep point boundary. Shardell celebrating, and so he should. Owen Morgan, the England captain, goes for four off the six deliveries.
Curran is three not out. Jordan is nine not out. Hardik Pandya's last ball is bowled. Sam Curran. And that is a special spell from Hardik Pandya. He barely makes any movement towards his teammates. Just a smile. Then Rohit Sharma just comes and gives him a tap on the back. And Sam Curran has gone for three. And Hardik Pandya finishes with the brilliant figures of four overs, two for 16. And he has really put the brakes on England whenever they've looked as if they're going to take control. Backed up superbly by Shardul Thakur with those two wickets in two balls. But Hardik Pandya, a real job for his team today. And England now in real bother. They require 33 off the last two overs. They've just lost Sam Curran, who's one of their bigger hitters. So now it's Jofra Archer, Adil Rashid and Mark Wood who will try and keep Chris Jordan going for these final two overs. India firmly in control.
Yeah, brilliant over from Hardik Pandya there. Quite magnificent how he changed his paces, never gave anything easy to strike. Sam Curran will feel a little bit hard done by there, got a bottom edge onto the back leg of his pad, and then it sort of skipped into the footholes of the popping crease and rolled back onto the stumps. You do tend to feel hard done by when that happens, but you've got to give some credit to Hardik Pandya. He's been magnificent today. From bowing in the power play to bowing at the death, the hardest times to bowl for any bowler.
18 off four, remember, are the sums. That's what England need for an increasingly unlikely victory. That's short, and Archer has swung it away. I think he's got it, it's gone all the way. Jofra Archer has just made things interesting. 12 runs required from three balls. Archer smashing that for six, picking it and leathering it. Jofra Archer, 17 off six, sorry Matt.
There you go, Guy, told you we'd find out in a minute the change of ball, who would it suit, and this time it was Jofra Archer. Shardul again, halfway down, slower ball as we've been speaking about, the right delivery. But this time, Archer sets himself, waits for it, gets it right out the middle, 82 metres, that's six.
So Shardul Thakur told don't bowl a wide, which he doesn't. It's a swing and a miss from Archer, and it's game over. India become the first team in this series to win a match batting first. They've won by 8 runs. We've had a proper T20. Plenty of runs, plenty of wickets, a close finish. But in the end, India hold their nerve, and England, well, they go into the fifth match live here on TalkSport 2 with it all square. After India win by 8 runs, it's 2-2 in the series. Thoughts, gentlemen?
Yeah, what a series it is. It's alive and kicking. We're taking it to the last one. Two teams so closely matched up, and you would say possibly the breaking point in the game was the over from Thakur when he got Stokes and Morgan, which just turned it in the favour of India and made it just that little bit too much of a mountain to cross for England. But that man Archer came in and smashed a few at the end just to take it close. But what a game of cricket. Just 8 runs difference on a wonderful surface. India batting first will feel as though they are the ones who maybe just made the biggest strides in this game. But 2-all to play for. Here we go.
So India win the fourth T20 after a tense finish. What a game of cricket. We head though for a decider on Saturday with the series squared at 2-2. Of course, make sure you check out the Following On podcast every single day from our top team from wherever you get your podcasts. And also make sure you watch our brand new YouTube show, The Outside Edge, which is available after each day's play from the TalkSport YouTube channel. Join us once again on Saturday for The Decider, which is live and exclusive on TalkSport 2 from 12:30.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win. And support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. Invesco QQQ is proud to sponsor this episode and even prouder to provide access to innovation for the last 25 years. Basketball has had innovations over the years, too. We're seeing the game played in new ways every day. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.